This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20,000 off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, he is internationally recognized an authority on global, economic, political, and social trends. Joel Kotkin is back. He has been on a few times, but not for a long time, so I'm glad I was able to get him. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, in addition to some days on market comparison. Going back to 2015, can't go back farther because that's when midway they changed days on market to include cumulative days on market. Prior to then, someone could list a property, take it off the market, come back on, and it was fresh. So wanting to compare, you can't compare apples to oranges. First, I'll start off, as I've been doing, with the pending listings. We have 55 pendings. This is just a snapshot for the week ending December 12th, 2025, the 50th week of the year. The 1,423rd week I've compiled these statistics. So I've been tracking the pending for the end of the week, but now including the median price. So 55 pending. Now, a month and a half ago, it was in the 70s and in the 60s. So last 2 weeks, it's been in the 50s. I'm not talking about the weather, although that's true. 55 pending listings, single-family homes, at the end of the week ending December 12, 2025, the median price, $2.2 million. Last week, it was $2.2 million. Before that, $1.8 million, $1.850 million, $2.1 million, $2.3 million. And then going back, it was still around $2.2 million going back 6-8 weeks ago, but then it was $2.5 million, and then it was $2.7 million. So the median price of what's in escrow has gone down, and guess what? The year-to-date median sales price has gone down. Does that mean the value of your house has gone down? Probably not, but depends on where you live and what's your price range. The year-to-date median price, $2.4 million. For the first 6 months of the year, the median price was $2,650,000. Of late, $3 million and above, the price point slowing down. So the sales are lower price homes, so the median sales price has dropped. Has some of the frenetic pace of multiple offers way over asking, has that subsided a bit? Sure. But so far, we haven't hit what a lot of other parts of the country and California have hit. So we're holding steady, $2.4 million, which is a lot higher than the last 3 years, year to date, which was more like $2,225,000 for the last 3 years, at least for the first 50 weeks. They all dropped the last couple of weeks. So I'll be surprised if we stick at 2.4 if the last 3 years are any indication that at the end of the year, you seem to just get some lower price home selling. So again, year to date, 2.4 million single family homes, 2025. The number of sales, 17.76 sales per week. Last year, this year to date, it was 15.2. Before that, 13.42. So about 2 sales per week increase. Matter of fact, go back to 2022, and it was 17.6. Today, it's 17.76. So very, very similar. But then it dropped for 2022, 2023, 2024. Historically, we're still low. Going back, it was more like, 20, 22 per week. You don't even want to mention 2021, the unicorn year. It was almost 27 sales per week year to date. And then it dropped in 2022 to 17 and a half. So big adjustment. So we'll see what happens with the median price. What I took a look at, we're not quite at the end of the second 6 months of 2025, but if you look at the last 24 weeks of the year, the median price is 2.3. That's compared to the first 6 months, 2,650. Average that year to date is 2.4 million year to date median price. So a big change in the second 6 months of the year in the median price on the South Coast. The days on market got longer. The first 6 months, it was 15 days on market. The second 6 months, 2 weeks shy, 23 days on market. The average year to date, 17 and a half days on market. Last year was 14 days year to date. So it's taking longer to sell, but not as long as it was back in the, you know, going back in time. Why did I even do days on market prior to 2015 when I just told you they don't count? I guess I was doing it and then they changed it. So so I'm not going to give you those numbers because they don't count. Now I lost my train of thought. What are we doing here? Are we doing live radio? So I think the 17.76 per week. Oh yeah. So my point is, the second 6 months, 18.1 sales per week. That's a jump from 17.42 sales per week from the first 6 months. So you're getting more sales at a lower price. So the median price came down. Okay. Now, what about days on market? We just addressed that in the first 6 months, second 6 months. The last year, as I mentioned, it was 14 days on market. In 2023, for the first 50 weeks of the year, it was only 12 days on market. In 2022, the median 10 days on market. And in 2021, with all those sales, 9 days on market was the median number. Talking about things flying off the shelf. And then you go to 2020, it was 17 days on market, which is just about what it is today, 17 and a half. And so not unheard of. In 2019, it was 29 days on market. That was the median days on market, 29. And then you drop to 9 days on market. That's amazing. And in 2019, what was the median price? Are you sitting down? $1,320,000. Just hard to believe. If, you know, my guest coming up, we're going to talk about prices and what changes. And I got to tell you, nobody foresaw this coming. I don't remember Mark Schneep saying prices were going to double. I mean, you look back on 2005, 6, and 7, and then everyone was saying, well, can't get any higher than that. And we did. And finally, take a look at the short sales and REOs. Guess what? I forgot to do it for 2025. But my guess is there'll be one. Name one. Last year, year to date, it's just hard to believe. None. In 2023, it was one short sale. No bank-owned properties known as REOs. And you got to go back in 2007, no short sales, but 14 REOs? That's hard to believe. Is that a typo? But you go back to the doldrum years, 27% of all sales were distressed sales, and now virtually none. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Joel Kotkin, and we'll talk about California and the economics of California and the political change in California. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.